When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Micah Parsons responding to his Mike McCarthy criticism that was created in the post game with Yahoo Sports after the Eagles beatdown. I did find throughout the day yesterday that common sense was starting to prevail. It really makes these morning shows on ESPN look so much worse. Mike Greenberg, he's complicit in all this headline porn stuff. Part of the reason I can never stand him. But they overreacted the most, unfairly putting up the part of Mike McCarthy can go somewhere else. Well, then First Take adjusted and got better and included the entire quote, basically getting an understanding that Mike McCarthy can still coach in his later years. Zach Martin would not be able to continue to still play. And then by the time we got to like Ryan Clark later on at night, ESPN, pregame Monday Night Football, it seemed to have settled down a little bit with people taking Micah's side. I heard Maggie and Perloff this morning. Of course, she was still anti-Micah. Perloff was like, this was a tremendous overreaction by a lot of people in the sports world.
They have to. Yeah, that's their dichotomy that was presented. By the way, Perloff very wrong when Maggie brought up, said, Micah Parsons is part of the media now. And he goes, no, he's not. He's just got a podcast. Well, no, if you're named the president of Bleacher Report Sports or whatever, like that is a media title.
One of the clips I did not hear, Choppy got from Rex Ryan, who was blasting number 11.
He doesn't deserve that. Mike McCarthy, no coach deserves that because the hours, trust me, my friend, the hours this guy's putting in, no player is putting in the work that a head coach is, I can assure you. And look, you can have some private issue, all right? Go to the owner, go to whoever, go to Mike McCarthy. But why the hell do you think you need to say that? That why do you need to hurt this man? Who do you think gets blamed for everything? He gets it anyway. And so why are you piling on? All right, yeah, dead man walking. Yeah, he is. But you know what? He's professional as hell. He hadn't once blamed a damn player, ever. It's bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm not the least bit uncomfortable with you using that word because that is exactly what it actually is.
Oh, so they didn't bleep that on TV?
They did not. That was a Peyton Russell special.
Oh.
And not a very good one either.
Thank God this wasn't Thursday at 7:20.
McAfee just giving everyone freedom over there. Everyone
can, what you want.
Everyone can curse now. So that is Rex Ryan calling it BS. I think the most important response to start with is the head coach of the football team whose work ethic was possibly being questioned, Mike McCarthy, yesterday at the podium.
Well, I think like anything with post-game remarks and really any remarks, when it does create questions for others in the locker room, something that I've always done, you know, conversation has to happen. So, you know, Mike and I had a conversation this morning about it and, you know, handled those things as men should handle it. You know, that wasn't his intent. And, you know, so that's something he can talk on. But, you know, the other part of it, too, is, you know, is what comes out of this, too, all the way around. You know, questions for others. And also, I don't want to see any my players get attacked also from the other side of this, too. So we have so much more that we need to focus on. And that's really what we talk about pretty much, you know, throughout the day today is just we just got to keep it about football, bear down on the things we know we need to improve on, build off of some of the things that we did, felt like we got better, you know, throughout these games coming out of the bye. But these are the things that you need to, you know, eliminate from your culture.
You know, McCarthy added something that I found pretty fascinating and insightful when he said, here's an example of how these types of things, because we always say, do these distractions matter? Do they really hurt you guys? He said, well, right now I'm just only on play six of the Lions-Texans game film review to get ready for Houston. And normally I'd be a lot farther than that because I spent a lot of time this morning on this. I spent a lot of time reviewing what he said, going to the player, having the sit-down conversation. And he said, basically, the Texans are 2 hours ahead of us in terms of their prep time because of, so I thought it was insightful in terms of...
I'm listening. Keep talking.
Go ahead.
No, I was listening to your
point. This is why y'all need to be on the fan cam. Just look at his look at his face. Look at his lips. Look at his lips purse up.
Rex Ryan, it sounds like he's putting in a whole hell of a lot of work. If what should have been 2 minute conversation was enough of a distraction that it puts you behind 2 hours. It's silly. It's grease in the tracks for another unprepared football team.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
On Monday, that's what he's doing. And it's silly. He's done getting a pass. He's done getting any sort of benefit of the doubt. And I don't want to hear it in that clip within it where he's like, I thought we did some good things, changing things up out of the bye. You thought you came out of the bye and this team looks any better?
I felt.
Oh, my God.
I felt some sympathy for Mike yesterday in the presser. I tuned into G-Bag.
He's doing it effectively then. He's doing his propaganda effectively. Congratulations, Mike.
Well, not enough
on your side.
Not enough to save him. But I felt some sympathy for Coach yesterday and listened to that entire press conference. His tone definitely changes when all the arrows are landing on their football team right to the heart. Jerry changing a little bit, McCarthy changing a little bit. They also asked him, when did you get used to the noise around here? I'm just going to look straight at you. I'm not going to look at Bobby.
When will you or when did you?
Bobby's going to throw me off.
My God, the worst thing about the Mike thing, the thing that hurt Mike most about the Mike thing is that he's absolutely right, is that everybody in this building has put forward more work than Mike McCarthy ever has.
All right, that's just not.
Yes, it is.
It's not factual.
Unless you want to talk about self-sabotage work, like the way he's installed this offense that's caused everything to go off the rails.
I will say this. When that work ethic part of Micah's comment came out, I did think of the Green Bay story for a split second. I did think of his work ethic being questioned. Again, I think the story was overblown. I think we did a good job of covering that in a reasonable, common sense way yesterday. But I did think back to the Green Bay story when that article was calling out some of the work ethic.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, consider the source, right? Now the source looks like an idiot, Aaron Rodgers.
It was not just Aaron Rodgers in that story. That was a big part of it. But, I mean, you also got to remember, Brian Broaddus talked about this the first year or two that McCarthy was here, the stuff that he was hearing internally of people that had worked with him, and about the work ethic's not totally there.
And the fact that Jerry keeps saying, and he's going to say it this morning at 8:30, he keeps saying like it's, a political point that he's trying to build off of. Mike's the hardest working coach I've ever seen. Mike works this, Mike works that. The fact that he says it so much has me a little bit curious. Like, why do you keep saying it so much?
Well, look, I mean, I've always found that if somebody tells you how hard they work, they're probably not a hard worker.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the only thing that you have going for
you. And that goes for anything.
Right. If you tell you how religious you are, how smart you are, how much money you have, generally, you're just a gas bag.
Mike was asked.
Is that a term, gas bag?
No, I don't think so.
I think it is.
Mike was asked, when did you get used to the noise around here? He's like, probably 2021. Jerry told me it was going to be a circus, and he ended up being right. It was it?
Yes.
Gas bag?
Gas bagging.
Nice. Well, look, they've butchered this dictionary so much. I don't give credit to any word.
Gas bag might be. I don't think gas bagging, like gas lighting, is a thing, is it?
Yeah, gas bagging, yeah. That's what you put in, gas bagging.
Micah Parsons on his podcast, of course, on Bleacher Report, he reacted to the Mike McCarthy reaction.
I never once threw or even intended to throw Mike McCarthy under the bus. Like I said, he's one of the most winningest coach. He is a Super Bowl champ. I never once brung up his past. And the question that was asked was about here in the Dallas Cowboys, did I see Mike McCarthy in our future? And I said, that's above my pay grade. So never once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career, because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy, and I never even put that in question.
Well, you're conveniently leaving out the second part of your quote when you said Zach Martin has worked more and did way much more than Mike McCarthy ever did. So you're conveniently leaving that part out. Even though I do feel like Micah was victimized yesterday by ESPN, he also had a little side swipe. There's one thing in this quote I want to see if y'all catch it, and it jumps out. He had a little side swipe towards Rex Ryan.
And then for a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room. Like, that's just honestly just outrageous to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe our quarterback, Dak Prescottina, could come out here and he'll throw the pass to CeeDee Lamberman.
This is why he calls him Zim, I guess. I wonder, he's called him Zim all year. Does he think his last name's Zimmerman? He might. But that is a little bit of a sideswipe. That sounds like it comes from the Rex Ryan school of
Wait, the Zimmerman or the Rex thing?
Both of them.
The sideswipe.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Rex Ryan wanted to be here. Imagine what our locker room would be like then. So he took a shot at Rex's defensive coordinator resume.
Changing names.
And possibilities. But yeah, Mike Zimmerman. Maybe it does all permeate from the top in terms of getting names wrong.
Letty. Letty Williams, right?
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman.
There we go. Damian Woody, blast it. Again, I feel like the earlier in the morning you're on, the more you're going to get it wrong versus, like, think, take your time, get in there a little bit earlier, try to be reasonable, not just first takey. And Damian Woody basically was like, who are you to be talking when you're hurt? Who are you to be talking when you're not out there on the field? And it sounded like Micah was hurt by a former player's thoughts.
And at the end, a guy like Woody, right, a former player, he's a Super Bowl champ, he should know the significance of one, throwing out someone's injury. Like, I wanted to get injured. Now, that's blatant disrespect. I've never missed a game in my career. Not college, not high school, not even to up for about 4 or 5 weeks ago to injury. To say that I'm just missing games because of injury, like it's just some injury after I suffered a significant injury playing the game that we love. Someone who's been around teams and legends at that can say, like, that's how I know we all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do.
So he's right about that. Damian Woody was wrong with the whole injury point that he was trying to bring up.
Yeah, I don't know what that commentary even is. And this, they're on a bad streak, national TV in general, just questioning injury and work ethic of Cowboys players after James Jones's crap last week about Dak. So, no, I mean, I think Micah came back perfectly in time for what that injury is.
Mike Zimmerman and Tom Laundry?
Laundry. Oh, gosh.
Did this happen? I was very careful and hesitant not to fall for an AI trap or something. Bobby, did you see this at the stadium? What is this?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it live. I saw it obviously get tweeted around, but that's... I want to believe it was doctored, but that looks like a photo that's kind of hard to doctor. And so it
did
looked,
you see this, Choppy? It's all over, like, the reputable sites, like reputable places, that it's all that it's true. So
first coach in Cowboys history and a World War II veteran recognized for his service during a video montage during the game, but David Moore confirms it said Tom Laundry.
Cool.
Which is worse, though, Tom Laundry or the curtains?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Which is worse?
Yeah, which is more egregious, the oversight. Getting Landry's name wrong or just refusing to hang up curtains.
Landry.
Laundry's awful. Especially when they're honoring veterans. You can't even get the coach's name right.
It's pretty simple. I mean, it's pretty simple, like, error to make, but also a simple one to correct.
I don't know. A-N, right? A and N on the keyboard. I'm looking at what's on the keyboard. The U is about as far away from those two letters as you can get. which means that was not, this is like, yeah. They thought the name was laundry when they typed it out, they have autocorrect on their video board, which is weirder.
Can you imagine how jealous other people in sports talk are of us? Of gold.
Not when they see our paychecks.
I don't know. How many reads do you have today, Chad?
I was going with the content. Yeah.
Yeah, you be quiet over there.
877-881-1053, dealing with the football version of The Office. That was a tweet that I saw yesterday. 877-881-1053, Jerry Jones Live at 8:30 this morning here on DFW Sports Station. You thought the fan text was lit before? Wait until these topics. The MAGA fine for Nick Bosa and the national anthem controversy for Michael Strahan. Do you absolutely have to have the hand over the heart? Get ready for the fan text to blow up over this one next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.